Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Flora Cash, one of the stars of Alice in Winterland. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash added this week. December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. For tickets and everything you want to know about Winterland, go to RadioAlice.com. We are asking that you donate a toy at the concert, or go to toysfortots.org for a drop-off location near you. We'll have the Marines on site. We're looking for new unwrapped toys. We do a big collection, big drive every year, and this is how we're handling it this year. If you go to toysfortots.org, they'll actually show you where the need is greatest, the ages and sexes of kids.
Yeah.
And,
Reardon was saying yesterday that...
This is the Marine.
They were struggling with 8 and over.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's always hard.
The teenagers are tough.
I know. It's really tough. So they have need. And if you're going to have yourself a nice Christmas, think about the people who aren't. And go to toysfortots.org for a list of presents and a drop-off location near you.
I am asking that you come ready to party your ass off.
Yes. Bring your Red Bulls, everybody.
Yep.
Actually, I'm sure they sell those there.
We're going to go crazy.
Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy.
There you go.
Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy.
Come
it's
into
Friday.
The city. It's Christmas time.
I know. It'll
We're
be great.
Going to three great bands. It's going to be epic.
I'm most psyched to see Avril, I have to say. I mean, Kesha will be great, but I'm super stoked to see Avril. Oh, my God. All right. Right now, if you are calling number 9-800-400-3697, you get a pair of tickets to a stage show called The Last Ship. The Last Ship.
Whoa.
Mm. Starring and with music and lyrics by Sting. You're going to see Sting in a musical. It's amazing. It's at Broadway SF's Golden Gate Theater. Tickets are on sale at BroadwaySF.com. Those are officially on sale today. So if you're calling 9 right now, you skip that line and you see The Last Ship starring Sting. It's very exciting. All right. We are looking for spring interns. If you are over 18, you can get college credit for it. Please contact us. We'd love to have you. I can't believe we're already losing our sweet little interns that we have.
No.
Amy's getting the phones right now, actually. send your cover letter and resume to uzette@radioalice.com. U-Z-E-T-T-E at radioalice.com. I'm going to start with, because we were just talking about Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start with, this is Elizabeth's statement. Did you say this is on Instagram, Uzi?
Yes.
It's fairly... well said, and I think, you know, her side deserves to be heard because she was the one I was most like, gross while watching the show. She says, if you are to my family of Survivor viewers, past players, family, and friends, if you are reading this, I'm assuming you've watched the most recent episode of Survivor and are looking for answers. After watching the episode, my eyes were opened to a completely different truth, and I received an abundance of information that I was entirely unaware of while playing the game. I had no idea the severity of this situation. As a player, I'm limited to my own experiences, and knowing what I know now, my decisions would have been very different. To Kelly, I was sick to my stomach watching the episode and seeing how much pain you were in. I wholeheartedly apologize to you for using your accusations against Stan for gameplay. In no world is that acceptable, and I take full responsibility for my actions and lack thereof. To Janet, I deeply regret ever taking advantage of you in the game this way. Watching the episode, it was clear your sole intention was to protect us women, and I'm distraught by the way I handled the situation. I'm extremely sorry. To women everywhere. Sexual harassment and sexual assault are extremely serious, life-altering topics that I do not take lightly. They have no business being used as tactics to further one's own agenda, whether it be in real life or in the game of Survivor. I am beyond disappointed with my behavior, and I will use this as a life-changing teaching moment. I apologize to any woman who felt triggered and disrespected by my actions. I regret the way I acted, and I'm so incredibly sorry. To Dan and men everywhere, your reputation is never meant to be someone else's stepping stone. It's not a topic to joke about or to be used as a tactical ploy, and for that, I apologize. After watching the episode, I'm deeply ashamed with my actions, and I apologize. They do not reflect my character and who I am in my day-to-day life. My heart goes out to all involved. Survivor's been a life-changing experience, and I've learned so much. I hope this moment does not define me, but instead will help inform who I am as a person going forward.
And that is, so, okay, thank you for the apology. I think that's the right thing to do.
And I do think that a lot of times I find myself yelling at the screen when I'm watching Survivor because I know more than the players do. They are only, they're only aware of their journey through the game.
Well, I'd agree with you. I think I'm not entirely on board with that because there's stuff we don't see as viewers too. So there's, while you're saying like they're maybe not seeing, they're only, but we're not seeing.
Yeah.
So there's lots of, you know, any TV show involves, hold on. Okay, we're ready. Now do your thing. Like there's right. a million moments probably like that where there's plenty of time to collect your thoughts or right. see.
Well, and
what
they
you're
had
seeing.
That meeting. They had a meeting where they
you,
called Dan out.
What she wrote there, though, is very well put
mm-hmm.
and necessary.
What needed
and,
to be said.
And the other girl needs to, what she should at the very least write is ditto.
Right. Because I think Missy was way worse than Elizabeth. I mean, she sat there.
They were both terrible, yeah, but I think they both need to say that, and she said it, and I hope the Missy's the other one.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to say that, too.
Yeah.
For us to at least feel like a lesson was learned. That's what's important, I think. And that's one of the things we've been saying. I don't like I don't like the idea that you're canceled as a human because you've behaved
mistakes,
wrongly.
Right.
Like maybe you made a mistake and it wasn't, and it was an honest one.
Mm-hmm.
Say sorry and act better.
Right. Learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the thing that really bummed me out about the whole Dan situation was that they, you know, when he confronted them later and they all sort of walked it back and then he felt like, well, I've done nothing wrong. He could not see that touching people without permission and when you're, I mean, that's just.
Well, you don't know someone's history too.
That's
you know,
true.
One of the problems I have with the things that went down is, I don't know this Kelly girl. Is it Kelly? The lady was voted off.
Yes.
And I don't know her. Maybe she's been raped.
Yeah.
Maybe she's been, we don't know what her history is. If that touching makes her feel, brings up things that have happened to her in the past, then that's way more real than even what we're seeing.
Right, absolutely, if that was her experience. And even if it isn't, like, the fact is she said multiple times, don't touch me.
Right.
I'm uncomfortable with you touching me. Please stop touching me.
And it continued,
and
right.
And it continued. I mean, it's just, is it obliviousness on his part? He thinks he's wearing her down?
Missy.
Good.
Here we go, Missy's statement. I would like to thank Kelly and Jenna for being so courageous and leading by example. I became so caught up in gameplay that I did not realize a very serious situation, nor did I handle it with the care it deserved. Due to the nature of Survivor, I was viewing the game through a small lens and with a limited scope. I did not have all the information on the subject, and I made a game move that was unjust. To Kelly and Janet, I truly apologize for my actions. To all women, I genuinely apologize for my actions. This is a life-changing learning moment for me. Sexual assault's never to be taken lightly, and I'd like to apologize to any viewers that have been victimized. I do not take this issue lightly, and I've done a lot of reflecting since the game and understand and accept the consequences of my lapse in judgment. Again, I am truly sorry, Missy. Okay.
Right.
Can't really ask for much more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, everything else speaks for itself.
I mean, there's reasons you could take exception with the way she's characterized his behavior. Like, that, he didn't sexually assault them, but he was over the line for sure. But either way, it's done and it's TV. And
right.
Hopefully. But I do think I thought about those two women getting back into their lives after that S show in the tribal council and thought, they're not sliding back in easy.
I always picture these people, you know, at home sitting on the couch with their family and friends, maybe some of whom know how far they went in the game, some who will be, I mean, I'm sure some people never tell what happened and let the thing unfold for their family. I know that would be difficult to do, but, you know, I'm sure there are people who don't. And to have this come up, because now, you know, nobody knew that this was going to happen up until now, and maybe they were as shocked as the rest of their family. Who knows? I always picture the people who are on the show seeing themselves and not even just this situation, just the crappy things that they say or what other people say about them. because really people are talking about the other people on the show, and to hear someone you think is a friend saying horrible things about you, that's got to be, it's got to be tough. And then they still have to get together for the reunion show. Mm. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Kevin Hart's friends, we finally hear from them. They've surfaced. There were three people in a car accident on September 1st.
Is a friend the wrong term? Or are they friends?
They're friends, apparently.
Okay, good.
They're not, I'll put it this way. They're not saying, they're not running around placing blame on him.
All right.
So they're basically just grateful to be alive. Kevin Hart's two friends that survived the car crash with him are giving a glimpse. I'm looking at the TMZ story here. I have several stories deep that will go here. They sustained very serious injuries. Rebecca Brocksterman, she was the backseat passenger, posted images of the driver, her fiance, Jared Black, in a neck brace following the accident. She says the hospital bed photos of Jared are from September 17th, about 2.5 weeks after the wreck. She called the night of the accident the scariest of her life. She says she was terrified when she had to be separated from him when they were airlifted from the crash scene. Jared suffered very similar spinal injuries to Kevin. Did we hear he'd broken his back in three places?
I think we did hear that.
He underwent major back surgery. And Rebecca says they're doing physical therapy together a few times each week. I don't know if that means Kevin and Jared are doing physical therapy together or she and Jared are doing physical therapy.
It sounds like she and Jared.
If you don't recall, Kevin's 1970 Plymouth Barracuda, driven by Jared, crashed into a ravine September 1st. Kevin Hart suffered serious back injuries, which required surgery and this grueling physical therapy. But he's on the mend, and it seems the friends are too. Two and a half months since the accident. She began a post by, this is Rebecca Brocksterman, began her post expressing her gratitude that they were alive and did not suffer life-threatening injuries. Grateful and blessed, September 1st, 2019, scariest day of my life. God was definitely watching over us that night and protecting us. Thank you, Lord, for wrapping your loving arms around us in our time of need. You can actually, if you want to read her whole thing, I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but she's been posting on social media, Rebecca Brocksterman. She says, Jared is the strongest person I know. He'll get through this. We have each other, and that's what matters most. They don't really say much as far as their relationship with Kevin.
There's
I'm not seeing anything about that.
Which is interesting.
The accident could have had a completely different outcome. She noted that she, Jared Black, and Kevin Hart, quote, felt so blessed it was not any worse. And then here's a couple pictures if you want to see them in the hospital. He is messed up, man. He's in a neck brace. Oh, here's one. Here's a cute one. He's out of the neck brace at this point.
Oh.
And she's laying in the bed with him.
Oh, he's a handsome kid.
They're both pretty good looking. She says, Jared is well on the road to recovery. Our relationship's stronger than ever. We have so much to be thankful for. Life can take you in many different directions, and we're happy to be here for it all. So there's that.
Man.
I know. I'm just glad we're actually hearing from them now. I mean, it has been 2.5 months, and we've asked. I mean, every time Kevin Hart comes up, we're like, so what about the other two people? How are they doing?
You know, nurses, doctors, hospitals, rehab, all these places, they do God's work. I mean, they do the kind of thing where we're in our worst and they are there to help. But the last place you want to be.
No, I know.
It's the last. I was just there for that colonoscopy and sitting there with my little beanie on, the shower cap, and I'm thinking, and they got this same kind of lighting we have in here. What do you call that?
Fluorescent.
But they've put a blue sky
filter
on it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking up at it, and I'm going, it's not working. I'm still super stressed out.
How was your daughter yesterday?
She's okay. And I should have mentioned that when we first started because someone wrote,
people are texting,
survivor crap. How's Isla? She's okay. We don't have an answer. But and look, I don't know how to explain how my mind raced to super bad, like straight to,
she's your daughter,
oh my god,
you,
she's
don't
got
have
cancer
to explain it, right?
So I'm freaking out sort of inside but trying to remain like, okay, I can't just jump off the rails here, this has to be, this has to come as it comes. Mm-hmm. Take it as it comes, I guess. So anyway, it doesn't look like it's the worst case scenario. And now it's possible that some kind... It's possible they may be able to handle it with antibiotics even, which is the best
case scenario.
Yeah.
Like she's got some kind of bacterial thing going
on.
Yes,
and it shouldn't have been here this long, so it may not be that.
Mm-hmm.
But the possibility that it's that, mm-hmm. I'm like all about it. Like,
so did they start her on a course?
They haven't started her on anything. We are meeting with the doctor this Tuesday.
Oh, so, boy.
The tests were done yesterday. I'm driving home and the missus, I'm like checking on them to see if, and she's like, and I'm actually heading towards the beach because I'm going to surf on the way home. That's just the plan. There's nothing I can do. They're all laying there. And she goes, I need you to go by Good Sam, which is the hospital, not the right direction. And I'm like, rerouting. Okay. And lots of people at Good Sam know us. So hello to the fine people.
Is that Good Samaritan? Is that what that is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I got there's another test that needs to be done. We're hoping it's not life altering or permanently diet altering. Mm-hmm. But even that is better than where my head went.
Right.
Sure. So it looks like, you know, I'll let you know. Hopefully we'll know Tuesday. Or sooner.
Yeah.
I'd love to get the message that we just need to go get antibiotics and start her on them. Mm-hmm. But she's like, because she was losing blood, I'll spare you the details. She's been so pale and her little eyes are like wrong. They're just wrong. They're like red around the...
Sunken in.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's awful.
It's so scary.
She's such a little pinhead too. Like her little scrunchy face in the shower cap they put you in. Like I just went, no, you don't want to see your... And I actually was thinking too, imagine if your kids, like, believe me, this is sick, but this isn't as sick as some people deal with. I can't even imagine what.
No,
seeing
it's
your kid go
so
through
hard
chemo
to imagine
or
that.
Something
oh my
like,
God,
ugh.
It's just not fair. Little
right.
kids should never have to deal with that.
Right. So anyway, right now the news is not bad.
Okay. So far,
I don't have enough information,
up, right?
but she got through that okay, and she's like, she goes, they didn't do what they did to you, Dad. They didn't go anywhere near my butt, and I'm like, what? She was asleep. She doesn't know that happened to her. I went, you're right.
Poor little thing.
And when I was telling her they were going to do stuff to my butt, it was because that was nowhere in sight for her. I didn't know that she was going to get a colonoscopy a week later at the time.
Right.
So I would have never said that to her.
No.
I said it jokingly, like, oh, they're gonna look at Dad's butt. And she's like...
Well, I'm glad that the news... I mean, I guess the news is neutral. We're waiting.
It's not the worst news yet.
No, it certainly isn't. What's coming up with the news, Ben?
So much stuff, including, it looks like, a beginning to the end of the Airbnb party shooting. They've caught some people. Also, we'll get up on that football fight from last night.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday. You can watch the show live. Hello. Just go to radioalice.com/watch. That takes you right to the Looking Glass.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Broadway SF. Broadway SF presents The Last Ship, starring Sting, coming to the Golden Gate Theater. Beginning February 20th through March 22nd. Tickets on sale now at BroadwaySF.com. All right, here's what's happening. I've got a lot of news today, so if you don't hear a story you think is the big one, I'll get to it next hour because I don't want to do all the big ones at once. Right. I got to get to some nonsense. That's what we do here. Okay?
Yep.
So I'll begin with five suspects have been arrested in the Halloween Airbnb party shooting. So they're local people. They've got I've got all the names too, but they don't mean anything to me. I don't know anything about it. I just know that they've caught the guy and they've also arrested. They've caught the guys involved in the shooting, the murders, I should say, and they also have someone who was an accessory, and he's being held as well. Airbnb, the CEO, is saying that they're taking steps to stop unauthorized parties in the wake of the deadly shooting. I guess this is something that happens. I would never
right.
do Airbnb because it's my thing, and I can't let people do. Just the party alone would be a complete abuse of
the premise.
What I wanted you to do
is great, like to be able to rent your house out if you're going to go on vacation and it's going to be empty, or if you've got another option, or you live in a great place and you can make some money. But the reality of having someone in your home who is renting it, they can do what they want. You're not to be, you don't get to sit on the front porch and make sure nothing goes down. And really, most of the time, people are Airbnb-ing things that they've purchased specifically for that. I've stayed in Airbnbs where it is for sure not somebody's home.
Oh, right. This is just an investment for them.
It's an investment for them.
Well, four men were arrested yesterday on suspicion of murder and the deaths of five people in a shooting at a Halloween party at Airbnb rental home. This was in Orinda, I believe. Mm. And so we don't have a motive, but we do have suspects in custody. So there's that.
It's horrible. You really can't control what people are going to do if you're renting something to them. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and that seems like
that seems extreme.
No, that's extreme. What I was going to say is Airbnb seems like an easier way to do a rental because at least they're short-term rentals. The long-term, they come with problems too.
Yeah,
and someone says, no, I'm not paying you and I'm not leaving.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Seems like being a landlord sucks.
Does. It seems, I understand that there are plenty of people who make living at that. They have rental properties. That's their thing.
Right. But, and a certain percentage must go horribly wrong.
And they have to deal, then that's got to be the write-off. Most of this goes fine except for that and that, causing me endless headaches.
Right. I guess if you get great tenants in, then you're totally stoked. Otherwise, you're like, oh my God, why did I decide to do this again?
I know that Christina rented the place she owned. It was her house. I mean, we are a couple and now we're married and all that, but that was her house. She bought it before I ever met her. She rented it to someone we thought was as nice as could be. Mm. And that person squatted and stopped paying and stole over $12,000 from us. Just stole it. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do anything. It's driving me crazy.
I know my rights. I'm a renter.
Thursday night football happened last night. And I tuned in for a minute. And when I tuned in, it was like 14-0 Browns. Mm. And then
I didn't place that bet yesterday. Thanks for not calling me bookies. Jesus Christ.
The Steelers did come back and make a score. But the first 59 minutes were erased in the final minute of the game. In the closing seconds, Browns defensive end Myles Garrett tackled Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph is the backup to Ben Roethlisberger, who's out for the year. Myles Garrett is one of the Browns' best defensive players who they're now going to lose for at least the rest of this season.
It seems like I can't imagine it being shorter than that, Ben.
Myles Garrett actually yanked Rudolph's helmet off and then used it, swung it, and clocks the guy in the head. Mason Rudolph had already had a concussion this year. He'd been out for a game due to concussion, and now he gets hit on the head with his own helmet. Mm. So I don't know if this is going to end with him having another
bad behavior on every side in this. There's no question. Like, I'm sorry, but Mason was also trying to yank this guy's helmet off first.
Right. Do you have the audio of it?
It was disgraceful.
There was kicking, punching. There was a lot. It was messy. Super messy. And it's going to be interesting to see how the NFL defends its players, because you can't.
What defense can they offer? They're
horrible. No. Defending their players by issuing long suspensions.
Yeah, these guys have got to go. There's at least two people. Like, I'm sorry, but the guy who swung the helmet, he's gone, right?
Yeah.
And then the guy who tackles the guy, I mean, it's not, we're not playing football anymore. Now it's just a fight, and now it's a brawl. This guy tackles the guy whose helmet got ripped off. Like, and then there's three dudes kicking the dude who swung the helmet. Like,
right.
It's so ugly.
It went really, really dark. And that's why.
But there could be six people ejected.
The NFL is going to have to step, because you need to be protected as a player. You need to know you can play hard,
yes.
But not have someone, not have it turn out to be like, is that a crime? Probably not, but.
I don't know. It seems like it is.
Assault.
Right.
Well, there have been. That. I think that in hockey, I think they've had criminal.
Oh, like
charges brought against a player.
I read that this morning. Yeah. A few years back, 6 years back.
I don't know, but they've done that.
This is beyond the scope of bad sportsmanship.
Right.
I actually feel like it didn't even occur to me that there would be criminal charges, but I say why not? That is horrendous behavior.
Yeah. See what I'm showing you here?
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
It's first the quarterback.
It's first Mason Rudolph trying to grab that helmet off of Miles Garrett, and that's why Garrett grabs his helmet off.
Nobody should be grabbing anything. And once you've got someone's helmet off, you should not be swinging that into the guy's bare head.
Right.
You guys should act like men.
Well, it'll be interesting. There's the swing. It's crazy.
It is not
that
good.
That is absolutely crazy. All right, so anyway, that went down last night. Real quick, if I could. And by the way, the Browns won the game, so the Steelers lost. Niners are at home this Sunday versus the Cardinals, and the Raiders are at home this Sunday versus the Bengals.
Great.
The Bengals are 0-9.
Uh-oh.
So, and the Raiders are good. They're 5-4 right now. So
they better not lose to the Bengals.
Well, this is an opportunity for them to go 6-4. That's a good – they're having a good
season.
I'm happy for them. And for the fans, because, you know, they're about to leave and stuff. So it'd be nice to see them have a great final season here in Oakland.
It would.
And your Pats play the Eagles, by the way. So there's that.
That should be fun.
2/3 of Americans say, sign me up for a 4-day work week.
Yeah. Oh, F, yeah. Duh. Who are the other 1/3? Let's kill them.
Okay, what if our boss said, all right, you guys don't count as regular workers because of the weird hours you keep. Mm-hmm. What if I make it so that you can do 4 days a week, but you got to do from 5 to 11?
Okay.
Every day.
I'd do that.
4 days a week, 5 to 11.
Would you? I would do that.
5 to 11 doing the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more airtime. But
we get every Monday off.
Oh, you'd want Monday, not Friday.
Oh, I love coming into work on Fridays.
Oh.
It's actually my favorite day. Like, I feel like it's a party the whole day and woo.
Fun, yeah.
And I like to, because Sunday to me is a lost day. Mm-hmm. Like, Sunday's the day I get my ass together for the week. I got to go to bed early.
It already feels like a work day.
Right. And a lot of people, you know, they drink and watch football and have fun or go to a party or, you know, whatever. And I'm always just like trying to shut things down on Sundays. I would love to just like Mondays. Ugh, who wants to go to work on Monday? I say take Mondays off.
Mm-hmm. I recently told you Microsoft tested the 4-day work week in Japan and it had huge success, as they were saying that everybody's output was better and everybody had a better, you know, spirit about themselves at work that each day. They loved it. And so it's going around. According to a new survey, 67% of people would pick the 4-day work week with a 10-hour day over the standard 5-day work week with 8-hour days.
I would totally do it. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Michael,
I
would do that.
You really think?
No.
I don't. I don't see it.
It's a pipe dream.
Oh. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Oh, my God. I'm still dreaming about that four-day work week. Oh.
Almost every case that goes to court in Japan ends in a guilty verdict.
Oh,
the country has a 99.9% conviction rate.
That seems wrong.
Unless they only bring a case against someone that they know is a lock.
I guess.
I don't know. Goldfish.
Oh, the crackers?
No. Hmm. Goldfish were originally green. And the orange ones had rare mutations. But those became more popular in China, so they bred the orange goldfish together.
Uh-huh.
And now they're orange.
Oh, wow.
I've never even seen a green goldfish.
No, me either. I've seen black ones, multicolored ones, and gold ones. White ones. I've seen white ones.
You have?
Yeah.
And they're still considered goldfish.
Yeah. Well, they're that shape, you know. They're just a different color.
Huh. Did you find a green one?
Oh, you
sure did.
Like, oh, they're dark green.
Dark green, like
that's
sea
not pretty.
Green.
Those look
not
like
very pretty.
The orange does glow. There's no question.
They
that's
look
a neat
sluggy
look.
Sluggy green.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not attractive. No wonder they were like, "We'll get those ones out."
John Belushi made the same amount of money for Animal House as the horse in the movie. They both got $40,000.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was like his first.
I think so.
Thing. That doesn't seem like enough. I mean, the horse made 40,000.
Well, he's not
bucks.
The main guy, right? Who's is it? Kevin Bacon? Who's the main guy?
For what?
Animal House.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just the crazy guy.
John Belushi?
No, that's the name we always associate with it, but I think Vinny's right. He's just one of the crazy guys in the
like he has
the,
some guys. He's a scene stealer.
Yes. Huh.
But I don't think he's the main guy. I know that the Chancellor? He's a main guy in the movie.
I don't really know. You know, honestly, I feel like I've seen that movie more than once, but I can't remember the last time I saw it, and I really don't even remember what the plot is. Dudes in togas.
So aren't they getting ready for the parade?
I don't know.
It's
That's a good question.
It's Animal House. It's a party.
Right. It's just a frat party movie.
Right.
Quaker Oats wasn't founded by Quakers and has never been involved with them in any way. They got the name because the company was founded in a part of Pennsylvania with a lot of Quakers back in 1901, and they just went with Quaker Oats.
Uh-huh.
There's no Quakers. There's nothing. It's just the guy in the photo never got paid.
Oh, that is too bad.
You know, with the gray hair and the hat. And nothing. Total rip. Our Quakers. Text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. When Janet leaves, I stop watching. The people on Survivor now are horrible humans. Mm. Survivor sucks, says 707.
Thank you.
People tell me their whole life stories too. Deep secrets. I say it's my face.
I mean, I don't know what it is. People have told me things. I'm like, have you ever told anyone this? Like, that is a deep secret, and you're crying your eyes out.
Sarah, my friends and I call what you have Wojo, as in weird mojo. One of our friends definitely has it. We think there's no cure. Sorry.
Oh, thanks. Wojo. All right.
That happens to me out someone's... Well, I guess it's happened all your life, right? Isn't that what you're saying?
It's happened multiple times. But like dramatic like this one, maybe I would say 8 to 10 times in my life. Like dramatic. Like, this person is spilling their guts and crying, and they don't know me. We've just met. If we've even met. Like, I'm sorry. The lady at the airport on the bench, I'm sitting on a bench smoking a cigarette real quick before I run back in and grab my luggage and get in a taxi and go home.
Well, that one, I feel like you're just captive, and it's bubbling under her, and now you've
it's
lit
gotta
your cig,
be.
And you're 5 minutes. She knows she's got 5 minutes to capture you.
Well, it's you know what I think my problem is? I say, how are you?
Mm.
You know? She sits down to smoke her cigarette. Hey, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. How are you? Well, I'm like, no, I said fine. I don't want a story. Wojo. I like the Wojo thing. It's definitely.
Sarah, like many people, exudes empathy and compassion. Some people who are looking for a sounding board pick up on the empathy and compassion, and they start talking.
So I just meet them at the wrong time in their life. They see my unbelievable empathy.
I'm calling BS on Survivor. It's all fake, and it just happens to be a hot topic right now, and you won't stop talking about it.
We're done talking about it. Quit your bitching. Well, we like the show. You're right. See?
Gosh.
That's where my wojo comes in. I'm not an empathetic person. I don't even care.
What's coming up in the trash?
The 125 top music artists of all time.
Oh, good.
I'm not going to do all 125, though. Don't worry.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.